Right, I need a volunteer this morning. Anybody want to volunteer? Anyone super keen? Why are you all looking at your shoes? Yeah. Connor, would you come and help me? Go on. Connor, stick that on and then we'll be able to hear you and stuff. Good to see you.
Yeah, keep this on.
You can take that off if you want. Yeah. You're clean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the children have let us down this morning, so you're stepping up. We really appreciate that. I've got a wee case here with me, okay? Not because I'm going for a flight after to the church. We're going to imagine that Connor here is going to take a trip to a desert island for 5 days, okay? And he's going to need some things, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, you and I are of a similar coloring, uh-huh. And I've not put sun cream in here, so
okay,
we'll assume we're good, all right? What out of these things do you think Connor might need? You can only pick three, okay? Boys and girls got it in their minds? 5 days on an island, he needs three things. I wonder what they might be. Okay, toilet roll.
Yeah.
That's our emergency roll. See that? That's a real thing. Super glue?
Maybe.
Hope you're thinking.
Maybe.
Some tape, daddy's favorite. Some coffee.
I need a toilet roll.
These are connected, yeah. Some water, that might be important, yeah. I've got a little shovel for you as well. This is mine, we're not afraid of pink in our house. Some binoculars, a woolly hat,
yeah.
Might be something. Tic Tacs,
yeah.
An axe, don't be alarmed. And a head torch. And one very, very important item, the latest edition of the Presbyterian Herald. Three. He needs three of these things. What do you think? What do you think?
Water.
Why water? If you don't have water, what happens? You'd be thirsty, yeah. And soon after that, you wouldn't be at all. Yeah. You would die, yeah, I know. So water, you agree?
Yes,
we definitely need water. Okay, what else? One more thing. Give me another one. Go ahead. Shout it out. The binoculars.
The binoculars.
Now, why does he need those? I'm gonna try these out. Oh my goodness.
Do they work?
They do work, yeah, they're good. What might the binoculars be for, anyone at all? What do you think, Connor? Would you take those?
Yeah, I could take those, yeah.
And why?
Look at the people coming to rescue me.
You're assuming people are rescuing you and looking for you? Yeah, okay. Good. Good to be positive. Okay, so binoculars, water. What else might he need? One more thing. The toilet roll? Yeah, okay. You're not thinking about big leaves and things, no? Yeah? Okay, very good. Connor, do you agree with that? These are your three here. Yeah. Something else there you want, though, isn't there?
The Herald.
The Herald, yeah. Yeah, full of... I don't know what you think of our magazine. I look at it and really think...
Did you hear Peter said instead of the toilet roll?
I would say the quality of that paper is going to be an issue for you, you know? Okay. Right, thanks very much. Connor,
Thank you. That
was easy. Hopefully, that's your bit done.
Brilliant.
I appreciate seeing you this morning. You can pop your mic off.
Thank
and
you. Yes.
Relax. Yeah, good to see him. Good to see him. Lovely. Thank you. I think we all instinctively know that the water is really important, isn't it? If we don't have that, we're going to get thirsty, and you don't last too long without water. You can last longer without food. You can do okay without food, but water is something we need. But if you think about food and water, we said it earlier, you get thirsty. Your body knows it needs this, and it will tell you, hey, you need to take a drink. And it's the same when we're hungry, isn't it? What happens to our tummies when we're hungry, boys and girls? What do we get? You burp, yeah, that could happen. What else? Your tummy rumbles, yeah. Absolutely. So your body, your tummy tells you, hey, put some food in me. Whenever Jesus got a bunch of people together and he was teaching them and helping them, he realized that at the end of the day, they were hungry and they were thirsty, and he wanted to help them. And the way he helped them was this. Listen to this story. Jesus went across the sea. A huge crowd followed him and attracted by the miracles they'd seen him doing. When he got to the other side of the sea, he climbed up a hill and he sat down. He was surrounded by his friends. And it was nearly the time of Passover, an annual celebration for the Jews. Jesus looked out and he saw the large crowd had followed him. And he said to his friend Philip, "Where can we buy bread for these people?" He said this to test Philip's faith. He already knew what he was going to do. Philip said, 200 silver pieces wouldn't be enough to buy bread for every person to get a piece. One of the other disciples, it was Andrew, Simon's brother, said, "There's a little boy here, and he's got 5 loaves and 2 fish. But that's a drop in the bucket for a big crowd like this." Jesus said, "Make all the people sit down." There was a nice carpet of green grass there, and they all sat down, about 5,000 of them. Then Jesus took the bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to everybody who had sat down. He did the same with the fish, and everyone had as much as they wanted. When everyone finished their fill, he said to his friends, "Grab the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." They went to work and they filled 12 big baskets full of leftovers from the fish and the loaves. The people realized that God was with them. Now, we heard a bit of that story last week as well. It's a story about food, isn't it? Bread and fish. But these are always stories about Jesus. It wasn't just that the food was enough. Jesus was enough. And he would prove that later on when he died for everybody. That's our first little thought this morning. Jesus is enough, and our bodies tell us we need him. That's a good thing to think about going forward. Okay, so Jesus feeds everybody, and after he's done that, he says something really strange. He says this. Maybe we'll read this together. Will you read this with me? Let's all join in. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Now, we might think if we read that, that if we go and see Jesus, he's always carrying a bag full of bread and water. You go to Jesus, he's always got bread and he's always got water. But that's not what that means. What does he mean when he says, "I am the bread of life"? It's a really strange thing to say, isn't it? If you were to go home today and say to your mum or your dad or your friends, "Hey, I'm bread." You'd be weird, wouldn't you? That'd be strange. It's not actually about bread or water. It's always about Jesus. Maybe if we look at it again, we start to see that. It's not about getting things from Jesus, but it's about getting Jesus. Maybe look at it this way. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Do you see how that's not about bread? It's not about water, it's about Jesus. We might think we need our water and our food more than most things, but Jesus is really saying to us, you know what, you need me the most. And as we come to church like today, we want to listen to that carefully. I want to believe him more and more. If you come to church, that's an act of faith. We want to say, yeah, Jesus, we need you. Simple idea, put in a very strange way, but if we know that we need bread, then we should know that we need Jesus. That's it. So simple.